hereby bring this annual meeting of the Church of Our Redeemer to order. Please be seated. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be always acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Give us grace, O Lord, to answer readily the call of our Savior Jesus Christ and to proclaim to all people the good news of his salvation. What an appropriate collect for today. Sometimes I think the framers of the prayer book do these things on purpose, putting a collect like this on the calendar for, you know, the likely time of year for annual meeting so that we would pray it today. Certainly, we are focused on hearing where Jesus is calling us today for this year to come and how we can best share the good news in our community, in all the places where we live and work. Looking back over the past few annual meetings, I feel like a trend has been building. 2 years ago, Connie Parrish reminded us that we had work to do to get our house in order, to lay the groundwork for future ministry. And we did that work. Many new ministries have been established. We have a new communications committee taking off, a new church community team doing work to make sure everyone feels connected and supported. We have a new assistant rector on board, and our finance and stewardship teams have done another fantastic job of getting our budget all right and tight for the year ahead. And last year, George Murnahan noted, we'd done that work. We'd gotten all our ducks in a row, and it was time to take the next step, to think and pray about what we want to do and be next as the Church of Our Redeemer. And this past year, we've been doing that thinking and praying, especially with the work and help of our Realizing Our Vision team, who have been developing with all of you a vision for what's next in the life of our congregation. What I've seen growing is a developing sense that we need to take all that is wonderful about this church, all the things we love about it, our warm welcome, our radical love for having children and youth at the center of parish life, our deep and thoughtful Christian formation programs, our commitment to mission and helping others, our friendly and engaging worship. We need to take all of that and share it. Not hide our light under a bushel, but to share the loving heart of this community with God's world. And I've also seen a growing realization that we need to be a place that welcomes people in, that welcomes people in to the body of Christ, that welcomes people in to a supportive community where people of all ages can grow and learn. We need to be a place that welcomes people in to be ready for an encounter with the heart of God. And then we need to be a place that sends people out to do the mission and ministry God has given us to do. And we've discerned what I've heard growing over this year is that in order to be that kind of place that we want to be, we need to do something to this place. I'm sure you all know that the Episcopal Church, really all mainline churches, are facing a major sea change. The church will survive this sea change as we've survived so many others through 2 millennia, but the way we've always done it is not the way we can keep doing it and thrive in doing God's ministry and following God's call into the future. I know that the Redeemer community already knows this, and you are already living into God's future for the next phase of the life of the church. And you know that the core of our faith, our commitment to Christ, our commitment to all of God's children, our roots in the Book of Common Prayer worship, can't and don't need to change. But other parts of our church culture that are holding us back need to go. More and more mainline parishes are finding that dusty Sunday school curriculums need to be replaced with child-centered catechesis. We can check that box, we've done that. Clergy-centric worship needs to be replaced by worship that involves everyone. Well, we've done that too. And you know what? Linoleum tile and fluorescent lights need to be replaced too.
Amen.
Well, that's one box we still need to check off. We are already a 21st century church. We've already moved into the future that God is calling us into in so many ways. But our great hall seems a little back to the future, a little bit of a time warp back to the 1950s with that linoleum tile and what we could generously call a historic elevator. It's a little out of step with who we are because we're not a 1950s church. We are a 21st century church. We are doing mission work in Honduras and Lawrence in our own Lexington community. We have the best formation programs going. We are raising up an amazing 21st century generation of kids who will take this world by storm and live in a much more complex world than we ever imagined. And we have worship that is rooted in 2,000 years of history, but most certainly not stuck in the 50s. So we need a hall, the living room and family room of our parish that is a 21st century hall that has proper lighting and sound and even Wi-Fi systems, that provides an efficient and comfortable home for our missions like the Lexington Food Pantry, which are becoming ever more vital to our community, where we can welcome illustrious guest speakers and listen and really be able to hear each other without that echo, where we can engage in adult formation and study. A hall that can not just be a living room for our parish family, but a key hotspot for the whole Lexington community in this prime downtown center location. A space that when visitors walk in, will let them know this is a 21st century church where the real challenges that we face as Christians in today's real world are acknowledged and met. The future of the church is to be less like a country club, which we certainly no longer are, and more perhaps like that third place, a center in our community where people spend time beyond work and home. You know what the original third place was before, you know, Starbucks and Barnes & Noble got hold of the idea? It was a medieval cathedral. Cathedrals were community meeting places in a town center, a place to go in time of trouble or need, a place for quiet and renewal, a thin place where you could touch God. We can be that for our community. Wouldn't that be a very special kind of mission work right here in our town, building on the mission work we are already doing through our food pantry and the many groups that use our building, the many ways you are all active in our town and beyond. And another important mission is to be welcoming to all, to people of all physical abilities. It was very important to cut these wheelchair access points into the pews. That was a fantastic thing to do, but it's not enough. One of our wheelchair-bound parishioners has let us know in no uncertain terms how unwelcoming our downstairs entrance and elevator are for her family. You probably didn't even know we had current members of our parish who were wheelchair-bound. We do, but they can't get to church. They can't worship with us due to the fact that we're not really handicapped accessible. In this day and age, very few public spaces are not fully accessible. And it makes us look caught in the past, like we just don't get it. But we do get it, and we need a building that tells the truth about us. So, last year in my annual meeting address, I asked you to bring a friend to church in 2013. Who did that? Who was able to bring a friend to church? I see number of hands, but not every hand. Okay, I can see how it might be a little embarrassing to bring a friend to church and to bring them down to our current Great Hall for coffee hour. Kind of like how I might not want to have friends over for dinner because what the kids have done to our house with the Legos and the toys and the dust bunnies, which I guess I can't really blame on the kids. But it's kind of embarrassing what the house looks like, so we say, well, let's not have anyone over. Well, I hope that by this time next year, you can feel proud to invite a friend to church, to any event at Redeemer, and be glad to show off our warm, welcoming community and our welcoming Great Hall. God is calling us into something new and asking us to share all that is wonderful about Redeemer with the wider community. Let's answer the call. Let's answer the call, not just for ourselves, but for our children, for our future parish. It might seem like a hard thing. It might seem like an impossible thing. $1 million is a lot of money. But I know we can do it because it's been done before. Just about 50 years ago, a little over 50 years ago, a group of people, just like us, a group not bigger than us, not smarter than us, with no more access to resources than we have, a little over 50 years ago, just across Merriam Street, they decided to build a new church for a group of people they had never met and never would meet. Those people are you, and this church is the church that they built for us. It's been done before, and we can do it again. May we proclaim to all people the good news of God's salvation. Amen.
Amen. Amen.